the lower part of the roof.
Mm-hmm. And if you have part of your house that goes this way, part of the roof this way, and part of the roof this way, what do you call this part in between these two?
It's the valley.
Well, what outbuildings do you have?
Here now at the present? Uh-huh. Well, we have a shed.
What is that like?
Well, it's just an open, it's closed on three sides and open to the south.
Uh-huh.
Then we have a cow barn and a hay barn combined.
What is this like?
Well, it's a round top barn. It's about 36 by 40 with a lean-to shed to the east.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the cow part is, the stanchion for the cows.
Now, when you were a boy, did you have something like this?
No, we didn't. We had a dugout barn in a bank with a straw top. Mm-hmm. We had laid poles across that and covered that with straw. That was their first barn. I can remember them. Now, that was the horse barn, the cow barn, and all.
That was just the barn.
Yeah. Yeah, the old hole still over at the home place where that was at.
Where was the home place?
Just half a mile north, a mile east.
Did you have a barn after the dugout barn?
Yeah, we had about a 40 by 25 shed type barn with a granary above it. It was a good barn for them days.
Now, what did you keep in the granary?
Well, hay or grain, either one, whichever. And we could feed down through the floor of the
mm-hmm.
barn.
Did you call this upstairs on the barn anything special?
Well, loft.
The other buildings here. Oh, what did you have any special? Where did you go to the bathroom?
In the early days?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had what we called the outdoor house, the privy, or the back house. And it was one of them, sure enough.
I remember when I was a boy, we visited an uncle of mine who worked on the railroad out in Washington. I don't remember much about it, but I do remember he didn't have a toilet of any kind. He just walked off there in the trees and used the log.
That's right. Well, better get out behind the chicken house or somewhere like that. Yeah, after I left home, we never had no inside toilet till we built this house.
Now, you mentioned a chicken house. Was this for all the chickens or for?
Well, they usually had a chicken house and then a brooder house, that is, later on. Now, first they just had a setting house. You left a designated ready, you meant when way back yonder, or now, or mm-hmm. between time, because times have changed quite a bit.
What was the setting house?
Well, that's just a little old room they had a special for when the hen wanted to set, you know, you'd put them into their cells away from the other mm-hmm. chickens, so the other hens wouldn't lay with them. Because they lay in there, well, you never would know when the eggs were supposed to hatch.
Did you ever have a thing that you'd put in the nest when you took away the eggs to get the hen to come back?
Nest egg. No, we never used a false nest egg.
People have told me they've used those made out of glass.
Yeah.
They've used gourds and cold cream jars.
It's kind of rough on a snake, too, when they get a hold of that.
A fella told me that they had a snake that ate everything, gourds, glass eggs, and everything, but they finally got him with a cold cream jar.
Oh, sure.
Because the top corroded inside of him and it got him.